Great to have your company on Dwayne's World. I hope your Monday and your week has started off well and you had yourself a fantastic weekend. I know that the Tassie Jack Jumpers had a great weekend because NBL's new kids on the block didn't waste any time. An overtime win over the Bullets as the NBL season exploded into life over the weekend. It is fantastic to have our domestic basketball competition back in action. And Liam Santamaria, of course, the pro basketball writer and broadcaster, is right across it. And he joins us on the program. Liam, welcome to Dwayne's World.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be with you. And you're right, it was a fun opening round of the NBL and tipped off beautifully by that Jack Jumpers historic first win on Friday night.
Gee whiz, and it wasn't exactly showtime at the Great Western Forum, though, was it? It was a gritty, low-scoring slog. But, gee, they were up for the fight, and so were the fans. A great atmosphere down there, wasn't there?
It sure was, yeah. Packed to the brim at the new-look My State Bank Arena down there. Looked a treat, and the atmosphere was electric. And you're right, the contest was a bit patchy at times, but, geez, it was dramatic. It was went right down to the wire, went into extra time after Brisbane's Nathan Sobey hit a corner three to tie it up late in regulation. And then they just came up with all the big plays in overtime, the Jack Jumpers. And the home fans who have been starved for high-level NBL basketball down there for so long were up and about as their home team made history.
You mentioned Nathan Sobey there. Liam, how big of a factor was his ejection in the result of the game?
Massive. Huge turning point moment. Of course, you know, in the middle of overtime, he's their best player. He's lighting it up on the scoreboard. And that game was well and truly in the balance. And it was a controversial call. You ask most you know, fans around the country and they say it was a bad call. You ask the officials and, you know, the refs that were there in the replay center, and they say, well, it was the right call by the letter of the law. Nathan Sobey certainly didn't feel that way as he chewed out the official on his way off the floor. And the combination of the unsportsmanlike foul, the tech foul, and just all of that resulted in a big momentum swing to the Jack Jumpers, and they were able to grab the win.
What did you make of Melbourne United's title defence commencement then, Liam? So they were down by 21, I reckon, at one point against the Kings up there as Qdos Bank Arena. They didn't have Chris Golding, didn't have Dave Barlow, don't think they had Jack White either, and they ran it really close at the end. They ended up going down by 5 points. What did you make of this one?
They showed some fight, for sure. You're right. I mean, as you said, down by 21, and especially without Chris Golding. Jack White's still a few weeks away. Dave Barlow's, of course, an important piece, and his ability to knock it down from long range, that they missed. But Chris Golding's just the star of that team, and he's the guy that needs to be their leading scorer over the course of the season. And they found it difficult to generate points in the half court without him on the floor. But like you say, they hung in the fight, clawed their way back, just were able to piece together enough stops late and find some scoring avenues, and all of a sudden, late in that ball game, they had a shot to tie it up and send it to overtime. But unfortunately, Shaili's step back contested three bounced off the rim, and the Kings were able to hold on. And it was good for the Kings. They earned that win. Would have been a disaster for them to let that one slip in front of their home fans with their new look team. So a good result for Sydney, and I think some positives certainly for Melbourne to take out of it.
You say new look team. I think is it their fourth coach in as many years, the Kings, Liam?
It is, yeah. And he's got a brand new system too. Chase Buford, you know, obviously the son of legendary NBA front office executive R.C. Buford from the Spurs, who built that franchise into a powerhouse alongside Greg Popovich. So he's in Sydney now. He's got the reins of the Kings, and they're playing like a high octane, fast-paced system that is really fun to watch. It kind of bit them in the butt a little bit late in the game because they weren't able to just sort of slow down, take the air out of the ball and kind of close out their win in style. They did it the hard way, but they got the point.
And we've only got about a minute or so to go, Liam, but what about the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix? They had a big win over the Breakers, so they've started nicely.
Very impressive. They're locked and loaded for a big year, stinging from the way their finals finished last season. And Xavier Munford, their new import point guard, was scintillating on debut, 27 points. He was absolutely fantastic.
And the Wildcats off to a good start as well, we should point out. So two wins over the 36ers and the Taipans, and Vic Law and Bryce Cotton in very good form as well. And just quickly, actually, Liam, Matty Dellavedova, Delly's debut, I think it was 9.6 assists. In a couple of words, how did he get on?
He really missed Chris Golding, to put it bluntly. Yeah, he needs those high-scoring teammates to set up and put in scoring opportunities. And there was a big load on him yesterday, and he, I'm sure, can't wait for CG to come back and join him.
You can watch NBL Overtime, don't forget, with Liam, Cam Luke, Corey Homicide-Williams as well. It's on Tuesday, 7:30 on ESPN, and, of course, NBL's the NBL social channels as well. Liam, thanks a lot for your time, mate.
Cheers, Sam. Good to chat.